Brothers
and sisters, such a joy to come and share with you. Sometimes when you see something like this happening, and realizing that it has happened over the lives of men and women, it is such an honor for me today to respect these men and women who obeyed when Jesus called them and humbled themselves in the call of Jesus. I want to respect even Simon, who has passed away, and Lindsay, his wife.
Want
to honor Jeff and Viv, who released Steve to come to the Free State to be with us.
I want to
honor Steve and Heather to obey the call of God on their
lives. They
came to the Free State while we, the people in the Free State, were full of a spirit of
vengeance. It
was just after Mandela has been released and we have sharpened our weapons, now aiming to pay revenge.
Here comes Ndade Steve, ata re bolella evangeli e re Jesu o shwile.
Jwale Steve atla mme a re bolella hore Jesu now came Steve telling us the gospel that says Jesus died for us. Now that humbled us. In different areas where we were, Petros can confirm this. Our weapons were really sharp, wanting to revenge. But the word of God humbled us. Now see the beauty before us today. Now see the victory that we have in Jesus. I want to honor even Ray, Mark, and all that are in regions beyond. To work with Ndade Steve is not an easy job, because he is an apostle. When he sees something, he wants it to happen now. While we are wondering what is this and we don't understand it, we don't see it. Because an apostle is a groundbreaker. Those coming behind delay to see what God is speaking about. Now they need to come in faith before God. I'm really amazed before God. I thought that together as Christians beyond, we have achieved more things. And I thought that our crowns were already prepared in heaven. And I was thinking that maybe we'll leave this world because we don't belong to this world. But I'm amazed this year realizing that God is having more for us. That God is continuing to invite us, that He's got great things for us. What He has in store for us is what an eye has not seen. It's what we haven't heard. He's inviting us to enlarge our tent. And all these things are big things.
We are
being called to be master builders.
Each
one of us today is a builder.
Because the
teachings we're going to receive are going to equip us for the task God has got for us. Some of the things that God is calling us into are not the things that we are used to because of our minds. Now, I encourage, even as we have heard from Sheldon yesterday, that we mustn't have fear.
That
you must be people under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Like I said, some of the things God is calling us into are unusual. I want us to read from an unusual scripture that I don't hear many preaching from. Haven't heard this scripture being taught in any conference. But I felt God putting this scripture in my heart as we come into this conference. Maybe it's a challenge that we must get ready and find ourselves who we are in Christ. Please allow me that we look into the scripture of Jonah. In chapter 1.
The Lord gave message to Jonah, son of Amittai. Get up and go to the great city of Nineveh. Announce my judgment against it, because I have seen their wicked. The wickedest of his people are.
Morena bua le Jona are tsamaya o ye motseng wa Nineve hobane ke bone bogopo ba hona teng.
But Jonah get up and went to opposite direction.
Impa Jonah si yena ya ba wang unka ho ya sebakeng se fapaneng.
To get away from the Lord.
Hore a tloe ho a ye hole le Modimo.
He went down to the port of Joppa, where he found a ship leaving to Tarshish.
He bought
a ticket and he went aboard, hoping to escape from the Lord, sailing to
Tarshish.
But the Lord held a powerful wind over the sea, causing the violent storm that threatened to break the ship apart. Fearing for their lives, the desperate sailor shouted to their gods for helping and throwing the cargo overboard to lighten the ship. But all this time, Jonah was sound asleep down in the hold.
So the captain went
down after him.
Mulaudwa skepe waya hulomoba.
How can you sleep at a time like this?
O amobotsa o robetse jwang na kunye kanye.
He shouted.
Yaba o muhweletsa ka mantswe.
Get up and pray to your God.
Yema o rapelle ho modimo wa hao.
Maybe you'll pay attention to us and spare our lives.
Mohlomo modimo wa hao o tla re sheba ibe o pholosa maphelo a rona.
Then the crew cast lots to see which of them has been which of them had offended the gods and caused the terrible storm.
Yaba baetsa lotho bona ke mang ya gopisitse midingwana lo yetsa gore skepe sena sebe segoleng se sekana.
When they did this,
ha baetsa seo,
the Lord identified Jonah as a culprit.
Modimo ya ba uqolla Jonas e le yena ya molato.
Why has this awful storm come down on us? They demanded. Who are you? What is your line of work? What is your country where you come from? What is your nationality? Jonah answered. I am Hebrew. I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made heaven and earth, and sea and the land. The sailors were terrified when they heard this. The whole area told them he was running away from the Lord. Why did you do this? He groaned. And since the storm was getting worse, all the time he asked him, What should we do to you to stop this storm? Throw me into sea, Jonah said. It will come calm. I know this is terrible storm. It's my fault.
Amen. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we are in the master builders.
Master builders.
God is preparing us for the big things. Let me talk about Jonah. Jonah was born near Nazareth. He was a local hero to the people of Nazareth. Jesus must have about him when he was a young boy. Of all the prophets, Jesus compared himself with Jonah. God sent Jonah to challenge the Assyrian in the year 770 BC. Not just Jonah that who has been sent. A prophet Nahum and the prophet Sophaniah. They were also prophesizing about the situation of Assyria. In 620 BC. So they were
150 years apart.
They were both sent because of the wickedness of the people of Assyria. Assyria was one of the most cruel and brutal nations that history have
ever
seen. Many people were killed by Assyrians. In 722
BC,
the Assyrian conquered
Israel.
Because of this, the people of Israel, they were so scared of Assyrian people. So the prophet Nahum himself, he called this city of Nineveh a bloody city. They were killing people in amazing way. Their enemies in amazing way.
They will catch their enemies, cut their noses, cut their ears, and break their eyes. They were most cruel nation. But God wanted to see this nation being set free. Now God planned to send Jonah to this nation. And he goes to Jonah and said, Jonah, my servant, I have seen the wickedness of my people. I have seen the wickedness of Assyrians. Now I'm sending you to go to them, tell them in 40 days I'm going to wipe out the Assyrians. The Bible says when Jonah heard this, he was filled with fear. And he chose that maybe this is his chance to get away. Now he chose to go down to Joppa to get this boat. Now he was aiming to go to Tarshish. Now when he gets in the boat, he goes down that hole, which is a sign that he's in fear. But our God is not the God who is far. Nothing is hidden from our God. Even in that situation where Jonah in his mind, thinking that he's hiding away. Let us not just think that Jonah was just one of the prophets.
When you read the book of Kings, the second king, chapter 14,
23
and 25,
we
realize that Jonah, he was a prophet among the nation of Israel. He was not just a mature prophet. But Jonah, he was ways of doing things. God said to Jonah at 2 Kings chapter 14, verse
23-25.
God, he said to Jonah, go to a king, Jeroboam the second. Jonah, he was quite excited when he heard God saying that. Because King Jeroboam, he was one of the wicked kings. And Jonah, maybe he was thinking this is a time to deal with this wicked king. But God's message was different the way Jonah was thinking. And he said, go to him and tell him I want to bless him. Jonah said, what? Are you going to bless this wicked king? And God said, yes, I'm going to bless him. I'm going to enlarge his territory. I'm going to use him to increase his border. Jonah, he have his way of doing things. He said,
and he said, God, when you bless men like him, they will continue their wickedness. But God continued in his plan to do what he wanted to do. In other words, I want to explain that Jonah was a prophet.
He was a nation prophet. He was so called man of God. But this time, Jonah is reluctant. He wants to run away from the task that God has given to him. He was reluctant.
Una aqiya qiya.
O khata go helang ka mpaka ipata tlase man skepe mo hlolomo modimo a keke a mpo.
He chooses that maybe I will go and hide down there. Maybe God will not see me.
Me hantsa le mo modimo o ipana hatsa ka matla ka mogho hlolang wa sefefe.
While he is there, God shows himself through that terrible storm.
Me o ipumana le tsietsinya go joale ke lokela gore ke bue se le nnete gore na nna ke mang.
Now Jonah faces the moment of speaking the truth of who he is.
Me o bona Jonah ka baka la go tshaba sechaba sena sa ba Assyria.
Now you see Jonah because he was afraid of their Assyrians.
Le ha le mona modimo ana mo goma sechabeng sa Ninive.
Even though God was sending him to Nineveh.
I'm feeling mo laetsa wa hore a bolelle sechaba sena sa Israel go solokela ho ba ka magopong a tsona ho bana ene matsatsing a mashume a mane o tlatla sisene.
Because God told him that he must tell that nation to repent.
Me jwale mohlanka enona o a modimo nke ke be ka etsa jwang.
Now Jonah says, no God, I will not do that.
Ha ke re shebe go na e be ke mabaka a fe a etsa go Jonah a iphumana a tshabaka.
Now let's look at some of the reasons why Jonah was so afraid.
Mohlolo mo Jonah o ne na hane taba tsena ka boye.
Maybe Jonah thought this by himself.
Mohlolo mo o ne fela a ikutlwa a tshaba go a ke ke a phunyeletsa.
Maybe he felt like he will not get breakthrough.
Me we iphumana le buyemo mbo modimo a mokopanga re monna ke kopa go o phame o ye sechabeng sona sena.
God is asking him to get up and go to that nation.
Me ha tla me ho nka leeto lena.
When he's supposed to take the journey.
U bona hala khetha lifu na hore ebe a ka etsa mosebetsi o modimo a mokopang o.
He chooses death in rather than doing the work that God is giving him.
O go bana ba ding ka ho ba khani bana ba skepe.
He says to the captain of the this ship.
Ntiele lona le watleng lona le.
Throw me in the sea.
Ne ke hleke mohlolomong o na dumela hore ha diela o tla shwa le watleng.
Maybe he was thinking he will die when they throw him in the sea.
Empa modimo rona ke modimo o hlolang.
But our God is an amazing God.
O na santsa lukisitse tlhapi ya tunana ha di etlang ka monna eno.
He prepared this massive whale to come and swallow this man.
Hobane modimo na batla ho mosebedisa o na sa gato ho jona ana hane hore ho ka ba le mo a ka ipatang teng.
Because God wanted to use Jonah.
Ha tshwela ka metsi ke ka re ke a mona metsi a buleya tlhapi ya hlamisitse molomo.
I can imagine him going down into the water and this whale opening its mouth.
Ntsha solang ha iphumana le ka go mpa ya tlhapi.
When he is in the stomach of inside of this whale.
Jonah o kalela ho rapela thapelo ya tebogo.
Jonah started praying a thanksgiving prayer.
O lebuwa ntate modimo ho bane a mo phulusitse kgetlong le.
Praising God that now this time God saved him.
Ni o iphumana matsatsi a mararo a le ka rompa e tlhapi le masibo a mararo.
He found himself 3 nights and 3 days inside the stomach of this whale.
Me antsa phela.
And he is alive.
Jole tlhapi ena na ke ga ke tlhapi e botlale le yona ka mga matsatsi ana na itswela le bopong ya mohlatsa.
This whale is like the wise whale. After this 3 days it goes ashore.
Me ha sa modimo tswela pelo hela mohlanga.
And when it throws out Jonah, God comes and say, my servant.
Di se ho wena o tsamaye o ye Ninive o bolela evangeli.
I told you to go and spread the gospel.
Ni Jonah bghetlo lena o iphumana sina bighetelo a le lokela ho kena le tonla ho ya nini.
Now Jonah has no choice, he's got to go where God is sending him.
Me what am I Bible bolela go motswa nini fe ne le motswa se tshaba se segolo.
It says that nation of Nineveh was a great city.
Me una lokela ho kena ka go motsona matsatsi a ana a mararo a bolela e fangkhedi ho hela ha le sabaki matsatsi a mashume a mane modimo wa tla to le finita lona.
He was supposed to tell the Ninevites that if you don't repent, God is going to come and wipe you away.
O tsamaya a bolela e fangkhedi impa batho ba nini fe e bona hala ile batho ba mohlolo.
He's spreading this gospel and it's like that Ninevites amazes him.
Me ha ba utlwa ditaba tsa go matsatsi a mashume a mane ba tlotla bolao.
When they heard that in 40 days if they don't repent they are going to be killed.
But ba Ninive ba itukisetsa hore ba itime dijo ba itukisetsa ho apara dinthotse mahwashe.
They proclaim a nationwide fasting and they wear the sackcloth.
Me ha ba jwale ba tla
They started praying unto God, asking forgiveness. There was great wickedness of sexual immorality among the Ninevites. And God wanted them to come out of this situation they found themselves. And even their kings, they came down from their thrones and worshipped God.
When you read the book of Matthew chapter 12,
how bala mona booking ya Matthew haula ya 12?
Verse 39 to 41.
Mona dimana ya 29 ya 31.
Jesus is making it very clear that the religious leaders
Jesu wa hlakisa hore baetapele bana ba bodumedi
of the day that the stubbornness to believe in him will be judged.
Wa hlalusa hore mangang a bona a udumela ho yena a tla hlolwa.
The people of Nineveh, when they responded to God's words,
batho bana ba Nineveh ba gabela lentsweng la Modimo.
When they responded to God's words spoken by Jonah,
haba gabela lentsweng la Modimo le ne le bua ke Jonas.
But the religious leader refused to believe in God who was spoken by his very own son.
Often the people
of our generation demand signs from God.
And
Jonah, he was quoted again by Jesus himself.
As the
hero of faith.
The
men who have stand to the word of God.
But
again, as you look to Jonah.
Jonah,
he was a fearful person.
Jonas ne le motho ya tshabang.
It comes again to the message that Sheldon have speak to us yesterday.
E khutlela hape molaitseng wa Sheldon wa maobane bosii.
It seems as if God wants us to say something to us.
E ho bona le ka re Modimo o batla ho bua se seng ho
rona. God want to challenge our fear in this Master Builders 2016.
Modimo batla o phephetsa tshabo tsa rona mona conference Master Builders lemon sa 2016.
And again,
hape
one of the things that make Jonah not to go to Nineveh.
Yengwe ya dinthwetsentse Jonas a sekebe a ya man Nineveh.
He was a Jew.
Ine le mojude.
And he didn't want to do anything to do with the Gentiles.
Una sabatlo ikamanya ka eng le eng le ba ditshaba ba.
He was trying to stop God to say, God, you cannot do good for these people.
Una le ka o emisa Modimo go Modimo ke ke boetsa tse molemo go batho banong.
He was trying to say the salvations belong to us only, God, we Jews, we are the best people who deserve the salvation.
Una le ka o hlalusetsa Modimo go Modimo pholoso ke a gona ba jute ke gona ba gabane ba lokelwang ke pholoso.
But you see, Jonah missed out.
Impa ho bona Jonas o lahlehelo.
Brothers and sisters, we come from the churches where we have been taught that the God love when the people are in their own culture.
Bathong re tswa merabeng e reng Modimo rata batho ha ile matlotlosiane mane merabeng ya bona fela.
But that is a lie of enemy.
Impa ke le shano la sega lenong.
God is so pleased to see this nation coming together worshiping God today.
Modimo nyakaletse ho bona setjhaba sena sohle se gumamela Modimo a le mong ka jeng.
Brothers and sisters, Jonah missed out the bigger picture of what God wanted to do to the nation.
Banabesu Jonah sona lahletse ke tshwantsho se seholo sa go Modimo ba tawe tsang setjhabeng.
God wanted Jonah to know a valuable lesson.
Una batla go Jonas a tsebe thuto e matla ya bohlokwa.
The forgiveness and mercy is not for Jonah and Israel alone.
Ho re tshwarelo le Mosa a se bakeng sa Jonas le Israel fela.
God wants all the nation to worship and to praise him.
Modimo batla setjhaba sohle ho mogumamela ho mongogisa.
During our time in prayer, as we were praying for the Master Builders.
Na kunya gona thapelo ha ne kapella Master Builders.
Here in Florence, before we have the Master Builders.
Hona mona tlhagense pele re ba le conference.
We were praying in that voyage.
Ne re rapella ka mane ka pele.
And Karaf urges to say to us and say to us, guys, let us pray for master builders.
Me aba ka re fuwa re susumetsa go gothatsa go ha re rapelle master builder.
That we will have the unique master builder.
Ho re be le master builders e ikgethileng.
I remember that day I didn't pray.
Me ke hopola tsatsi leo hang ka ba ka rapela.
Because in my heart there was a longing, a deep longing.
Ho ba ne pelunya ka no na le tabatabelo e tibileng.
Because I didn't want the nation to just gather together like this without a unique call of God.
Ho ba ne ke sa batle sechaba se bokellane ka mogona ntle le pitso ya modimo e ikgethileng.
While I was still standing there not knowing that I will be the speaker of Master Builders Gareth.
Ha ne ke eme mono ke sa tsebo ke tlotla ke bua hana mona Master Builders ntate Gareth.
And God said the people who are coming to the Master Builder conference.
Modimo a re batho ba tla mona conference Master Builders.
Are not ordinary people.
Ha se batho fehela.
They are the army of God coming together worshiping the name of Jesus.
Ke le botho la Modimo le bokellanang ho khumamela Jesu.
To you this afternoon.
Jwale ke batla go holona ho sengone.
It is not by mistake that you are here.
Asika phoso le le monana.
God have amazing plan for you.
Modimo na le mogego o moholo bakeng sa lona.
To take hold of the nation.
Ho itshwagaletsa ka ditshaba.
We are here to be equipped and to be in train.
Re mona ho tla hlomellwa gore re tlo kwetliswa.
We are here to be told how wonderful we are as the children of God.
Ke mona ho tla bulellwa ke gabane ha kakang ge le bana ba modimo.
During our time and during our time of prayers in these 3 days.
Matsatsinga gona thapelwa ana magago.
God challenges.
Modimo la re phephetsa.
He said to us he's going to meet us like never before.
We itse gona o tlo kopana le gona ka tsela e soko e bona.
I want to say brothers and sisters.
Ke batla ho tshoka hona ba ene le
dikgaitse. Let us be expectant in this master building.
Ha re lebeleng. Mona conference.
Let us not miss out the presence of God in us.
Haskebeng ga lahlelwa ke bo demba modimo ho go.
Let us not miss the call of God upon our lives.
Re se lahlehelo ke pitso ya modimo maphelong a go.
Let us be ready like a mighty army.
Ha re tukiseng re be mamalala o tshelo ka le botho le matla.
Who ready to conquer?
Ba igemisetseng ho hlola.
I still wonder people like Jonah why they were so scared.
Ntse ke ipotsa batho ba ka Jonah so ba ne ba ne ba tsha. Brothers and sisters, I'll not be afraid when I'm having the God like the one we have. It says a God that doesn't slumber, doesn't sleep. If I've got that kind of God, I will not be afraid to enter anywhere. Because I know I've been given power to destroy the kingdom of the enemy. I've been given power to see men and women coming into the kingdom of God. I've been called to preach the gospel out of season and in season and out of season. I'm carrying the message that says the one in me is alive. If the one inside of you is alive, what can you be afraid of? If you are facing challenges, you must enter bravely, knowing he is alive.
Brothers and sisters, Sheldon yesterday talked about Africa.
Jwale ba ina Sheldon maobane o buile ka Africa.
That's a longing of my heart.
Huna tabatabelo yena ke tabatabelo ya pelo yaka.
That like Jonah have experienced revival in Nineveh.
Jwale ka Jonah se a bone tsoseletso mane Nineveh.
Even though Jonah was a reluctant leader.
Le hoja Jonah se ne le moetapile ya qiaqia.
He didn't burst with tears and joy before the Lord when he see people of Nineveh going down to the great king.
Ana sa tlale di gapha le thabo ha bona batho ba Nineveh ba khumamela mogene.
But brothers and sisters,
impa ba ina le dikgaitse.
We are called to rejoice in season and out of season.
Re bitseditse ho thaba sehleng la sehla se le siyo.
This gospel of Jesus Christ which is in us.
Evangelie na Jesu Kriste ka ga rona.
It's just like a burning fire inside of us.
E tshwana le mollo o tukang ka ga rona.
Every people, every tribe that we meet.
Me gabe yo hle batho bohle re kopanang le bona.
They need to know the love of God.
Ba hloka o tseba le gato la Modimo.
They need to know the goodness of our God.
Ba hloka o tseba ho luka ha Modimo.
They need to know that the God we have is not ordinary God.
Ba hloka o tseba Modimo re nang le yena se Modingwana fela.
He's willing to raise up army. The kingdom of God in an amazing way.
O ikemiseditse ho phamisa le botho la mmuso wa Modimo ka tsela e makatsang.
Yesterday as Sheldon was preaching.
Maobane jwa ka Sheldon ana ruta.
And I hear the sound. I did hear the sound.
Ke la ka ukwa Modimo.
The sound of this army being ready to go.
Ke ukwa
Modimo
wa le botho lena le itukisang ho ya ho hapa na.
We have the fathers who have seen that our God is faithful.
Rena le bontate wa rona ba boneng hore Modimo wa rona wa tshepana.
Steve and Heather went to Dubai.
That is Steve Mole Meheda by a man in Dubai.
Where there are so many nations.
Modi chaba dilengata hona teng.
But once again they see the kingdom of God amazing way in Dubai.
Hape ba bone mmuso wa Modimo ka tsela e makatsang hona teng Dubai.
God is willing to use each and every one of us.
Modimo ikemiseditse o sebedisa e molemo wa rona.
Educated or uneducated.
Ba rutile le ba sa ruteyang.
He's a God who's looking to the heart.
Ke Modimo ya shebileng dipelo.
I still remember the testimony of Ntate Steve when he was in Toronto.
Ke hopola bopaki ba Ntate Steve ha na le mane Toronto.
And he said while they were praying for him.
A re ha ne ba mo gapelle.
He
saw like his heart been taken out, put on the table.
And there was operation taking place on his heart.
Operation
I really believe in these master builders, brothers and sisters.
Ke a dumela ba ena go conference in your name.
God is going to do some operation of our hearts.
Modimo tloetsa operation pelong tsa rona.
The places where we thought we'll never go, God will open the door for us to go.
Bakatsene rena na kebe ga ya le khale, Modimo o tla bula menya go riye.
Let me tell you a testimony.
Re go jwetse bopaki.
I was once told in that Steve that I become little bit reluctant to meet with his neighbor.
Ke la ka bolela ntate Steve pele hore hey ka nnete ke a qeqa ho kopana le mohaisano wa hae man plusing.
Le baka le le nketsa ho ke qeqe ho kopana le mohaisano eno wa hae.
The reason why I was reluctant to meet his neighbor.
E ke motshabile ka dilemo lemo.
The neighbor whom I feared for many years.
Go bani mohaisano eno wa hae o nakile. Mora wa hae o nakile a tshela a bulaya nkhono le sotho.
It's because the son of Steve's neighbor went across to Lesotho and killed an old woman.
As much ke ne ke nahana hore ke matla e fang kgeding but ene ga e fihla boemong bona ke ikutlwa ke fokola.
Look, even though I was thinking that I've got power in Jesus, when I thought of that, I felt weak.
Ke re ke nya di hlabeng ba ena re bone batho ba balwang ka magolo batla ba balwang ka magologolo batla o Jesu mme ba bile ba lokolowa.
In this church we have seen hundreds of people coming to Jesus and being set free.
Empa mohaleleno wa hae ke ne ke motshaba ka mayona wa go bulaya ba ina.
But I was afraid of Steve's neighbor because he was a murderer.
Empa ke nahana go ntate Steve o nantsa a tshwara ena ntho ga sa tla be re hlole.
I think maybe Steve was still praying that we will conquer this thing. And Steve came to me and said to me, Justice, I'm aiming to achieve more things with you. And I believe that it's time that God blesses you.
I was getting so excited that God is going to bless me. And Steve said, as usual, and I said, something is coming.
Jwale ya banta destifure ka tsiba ho heban hona lo hotla.
Ari empa mohalo na ka ke motsibi ya motle wa diphofolo o na le tsiba e kgolo ya diphofolo.
He said my neighbor is an expert in knowing the animals.
Me jwale o lokela hore o kopane le yena.
You must meet with him.
But you see enemy
wa bona sega
immediately when Steve said that to me,
has Steve aqala tshojwalo ho
ne? The fear crept to me.
Ya ba tshabo inwela ho di.
Oh no, Steve, I don't want to meet this guy.
Ka Steve ha ke batlo kopana le monna yeo.
But Steve said, but you see, just as if you want to be a good farmer.
A re ho nna bona mogedi monna ha ba batla ba molimi a hlwahlwa.
You need to meet this man.
O lokela kopana le monna enwa.
And I can tell you, I didn't sleep that night.
Me ana ka le jwetse ha ke ya bohlotha bosibu mbo.
I was rolling and rolling and rolling because of fear.
Ke nentse ke pitika ke pitika ke tshabo.
I drive a little bit towards to his farm.
Ke la ka ganna hanyenyana ke ya polasing ya monnae.
Steve San Cameron Oliver, keep on calling me, Justice, where are you? I'm with Mr. BS.
Cameron ya ba walletsetsa ho hela ntate mkgethi ho kae ke kopane le monghadi BS jwa le ntate.
I get out in the car and say, Lord, please.
Ya ba ke tswa ka kolong ke re mogena ke ya o kopa.
Help me, I don't know if I will meet this guy.
Ntuse ha ke tsebe na ke tla kopana le monna enwa.
And God challenged me.
Modimo ya ba wa mphephetsa.
And he said, Justice, you said you want people to know me.
A go hona mogedi tse o batla o bona batho ba ntse.
Now this is the time to take a step of faith.
Jwale ke nako ya ho nka kgato ya tumelo.
Arriving in the farm.
Jwale ke a fihla mane polasing.
Yes, Mr. BS.
Monghadi BS ke ena.
So excited to meet Justice.
A thabile o tla kopana le Justice.
He hugged me and said, Justice, welcome.
A fihlang ha ka re hela wa moetsu Justice.
Brothers and sisters, you see the plan of God.
Ba ina le a bona mogago wa Modimo.
This neighbor of Steve.
Mohaisani enwa wa ntate Steve.
Whom I have feared him so many years.
E ke motshabileng ka dilemo lemo.
He's now my friend.
Ke motswalle wa ka jwa.
Everywhere we go, we're talking with him.
Me ke thabela ho bua le yena.
He's telling lot of things.
Mo nguta nthotse ngata.
And he said to me, Justice, I'm getting old, my man. You need to learn these things.
O re bona Justice ke a tsofala o tshwantse o ithute ntho